This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Mary Rosenthal. Mary, how are you?
We're doing great. It's beautiful here in Minneapolis, 75 degrees and hardly any humidity.
Well, Mary, well, the Algae Biomass Organization, in a few months here, you're going to be hosting your 7th annual summit. So, Mary, can you start off and give us a preview of what you're looking at talking about in the summit this fall?
Absolutely. The 7th Annual Algae Biomass Summit is going to be held in Orlando, Florida, September 30th through October 3rd. Right now we have nearly 100 speakers confirmed for the summit and a large poster presentation area with a more scientific event. Some of the key sessions that we're going to be showcasing is our fuels session with C.J. Warner, Paul Woods, and Joel Murdoch of FedEx. C.J. Warner is with Sapphire Energy, and Paul Woods is with Algenol Biofuels. And so that's going to be one of our key opening sessions. And then we're following that because with the changing nature of our industry, with what we call a Beyond Fuels panel, and there we're going to be showcasing companies Bioprocess Algae out of Iowa, Celia out of Phoenix, Algix out of Georgia, and Aurora Algae, who has offices in California, but their facilities are in Australia, because they have definitely moved into not just looking at fuels, even though each of them still has a fuel strategy for the future, but they're looking at moving to other products that can more immediately go to market, such as in the nutraceutical category, the feed category, chemical and things of that sort. So, and then we always want to talk about policy. We have Sarah Bittleman from the EPA with us, as well as Chris Cassidy with the USDA, and Christy Sterner with DOE. And that's to talk about where a lot of these bills that are occurring right now, like the Farm Bill and DOE funding, and EPA, particularly with the president's commentary on climate change. Really want to address in that session those key policy pieces that are important to our membership and attendees. And then again on that day, we actually have a Ron Tate from Sandia Laboratory who's going to talk about the DOE-funded algae testbed program, which is with several organizations, Arizona State University, University of Georgia, and others, where they put together a DOE-funded algae testbed program. We also have Renee Weifel from Wageningen University, who's going to talk about work with Algae Park in Europe. And then we have Dr. Wanatabe from a newly formed coalition in Japan that is putting together a group of companies in Japan as they are looking to wean themselves off of nuclear energy. So those are some of our highlights today. And like I said, the conference goes, that's October 1st, it goes through October 3rd.
So, Mary, it sounds like you really have evolved. Your organization really has evolved in the sense that you're probably one of the few organizations that's really supporting more of, I guess you could say, the biochemical opportunities that algae production can provide.
I would say that we definitely have evolved in that space. I think a lot of our producing members have looked at short-term versus long-term strategy, even though most of them are still looking at a long-term fuel strategy. They have seen the opportunities in nutraceuticals and seeds and biochemicals to have some shorter-term profits. And I think that has been a very positive to the industry in that shift.
Now, what about investments? Are you going to be talking about the need for investments at the conference and maybe some strategies and opportunities that the industry can take while there's this uncertainty that's still around with the renewable fuel standard and the Farm Bill and some of those energy programs?
Actually, we are. On Thursday, we actually have a plenary session on finance and some of the key speakers. We have Martin Sabarsky, for example, who is the president and CEO of Solana, who is going to talk about, you know, some of the creative funding that he has initiated, you know, for Solana to, you know, to keep them viable and to keep them funded with their facilities in Hawaii. You know, also with that panel, we have Mike Ritzenhauer, who's a senior research analyst at Piper Jaffray, who have been in this space for the last 5 years. John May with Stern Brothers. And then James Draghi, you know, who's founder of Atlantic Venture Capital. So that whole panel is to talk about creative funding and, you know, ways beyond the, you know, government funding to keep this industry moving.
So, I mean, you're hitting it all. You're hitting technology, you're hitting financing, you're hitting policy. You know, what, when you sort of roll all that together, Mary, what are you seeing, you know, let's say between now and the end of September for your industry? What are you seeing maybe as some of the biggest challenges for the industry over the next couple months?
I think one of the biggest challenges is probably on the policy front, with the some of the dysfunctional nature of Congress right now. You know, that's a challenge for not only our industry but many industries, and that continues to be a key piece. There seems to be a lot of challenges, and we've been actually putting our comments in as far as challenges with the renewable fuel standards. And with the Water and Commerce Committee, with their series of white papers, we have been, you know, putting in responses about how we support the renewable fuel standard and want to see it continued. It definitely has become under a critical lens, but from an algae industry perspective, you know, we think it is positive and supportive. That said, we always, you know, would like to make sure that, you know, any type of legislation like this is, you know, has a level playing field and provides parity to all feedstocks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if there's any ways to ever tweak the RFS, we would be looking at that. But we continue to support the RFS to be in place. And we know, you know, even this week there are hearings on the Hill with the petroleum industry and the feed industry and things of that sort, as well as with the biofuels industry, talking about the longevity of the RFS.
Now, what about some opportunities? You know, what are some of the short-term opportunities for your industry and some of the longer-term opportunities? And I guess maybe some of those, Mary, if we put policy aside, why is this still a great industry to be in?
Well, I think, you know, that, you know, it's, you have to look at algae and what it provides. You know, It's efficient in producing oil. We have superior yields. We don't take valuable agricultural land, and we don't take away from food crops. You know, we can thrive on brackish or saline water, so we don't take away from freshwater resources. And we have the potential to recycle carbon from industrial power plants and remediate wastewater. In fact, we're having a webinar this upcoming Thursday on CO2 beneficial reuse with algae. And, you know, we can, as you have seen with our putting together this robust non-fuel panel, not only can we be used to make drop-in fuels, we can be used to make animal and fish feed, food and nutritional supplements such as omega-3s, cosmetics, biochemicals, bioplastics, and more. And we're showcasing a lot of those at the summit. So you're talking about a feedstock that, you know, has infinite power to grow. It can be grown in 100 hours versus a 100-day terrestrial crop. And it can be grown, and we have facilities from Iowa to the southwest to the southeast where we're holding our summit, and every place in between where we can grow algae. So there's great opportunity. And I would want to just say, you know, we have more than 25 countries attending our summit, and we've seen great interest, obviously, from Asia-Pacific, but we've also seen really new and exciting interest from the Middle East and from India and from Africa. So those are very exciting developments.
Great. Now, Mary, I know registration's open. You still have mm-hmm. space. So where can people go to register and get more information about all the sessions that we've been previewing today?
Absolutely. Where they can go would be to go to the algaebiomass.org website and go to our events page, and that'll put you right into where they can register and view the official agenda.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just would encourage people to come. We are doing some pre- and post-conference tours. Very excited about the post-conference tour on Thursday, October 3rd, where we're going to be going to the Algenol facility. And so I invite people to, you know, come and join us at the summit. It's in a stellar location, and we'll have more than 60 exhibitors there for people to interface, and it is a great networking opportunity.
Great. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.